Gnosticism present an interpretation of Christ's existence and teachings. Thus, Gnostics are considered a Christian sect. Gnostic followers are urged to look within themselves for the truth, and the Christ spirit hidden, asleep in their souls. The battle cry can be summed up in the words of the Gnostic Gospel of Thomas, verse 3. Jesus said, "If those who lead you say to you, 'Look, the kingdom is in the sky,' then the birds of the sky would enter before you. If they say to you, 'It is in the sea,' then the fish of the sea would enter ahead of you. But the kingdom of God exists within you, and it exists outside of you. Those who come to know, recognize themselves will find it. And when you come to know yourselves, you will become known, and you will realize that you are the children of the living Father. Yet if you do not come to know yourselves, then you will dwell in poverty, and it will be you who are that poverty." Paganism was a religious traditional society in the Mediterranean, leading up to the time of the Gnostics. Centuries after the conversion of Constantine, mystery cults worshipping various Egyptian and Greco-Roman gods continued. These cults taught that through their secret knowledge, worshippers could control or escape the mortal realm. The Gnostic doctrine of inner knowledge and freedom may have part of its root here. The concept of duality and inner guidance taught in Buddhism added to and enforced Gnostic beliefs, as we will see later. The belief systems of Plato, Buddha, and paganism melted together, spread, and found a suitable home in the mystical side of the Christian faith as it sought to adapt and adopt certain Judeo-Christian beliefs and symbols. Like modern Christianity, Gnosticism had various points of view that could be likened to Christian denominations of today. Complex and elaborate creation myths took root in Gnosticism, being derived from those of Plato. Later, the theology evolved, and Gnosticism began to shed some of its more unorthodox myths, leaving the central theme of inner knowledge or gnosis to propagate. The existence of various sects of Gnosticism, differing creation stories, along with the lack of historical documentation, has left scholars in a quandary about exactly what Gnostics believed. Some have suggested that the Gnostics represented a free-thinking and idealistic movement, much like that of the hippie movement active in the United States during the 1960s. Just as the hippie movement in the U.S. influenced political thought, some early sects of Gnostics began to exert direct influence on the Christian church and its leadership. Although it appears that there were several sects of Gnosticism, we will attempt to discuss the more universal Gnostic beliefs along with the highlights of the major sects. Gnostic cosmology, which is the theory of how the universe is created, constructed, and sustained, is complex and very different from Orthodox Christianity cosmology. In many ways, Gnosticism may appear to be polytheistic or even pantheistic. To understand some of the basic beliefs of Gnosticism, let us start with the common ground shared between Gnosticism and modern Christianity. Both believe the world is imperfect, corrupt, and brutal. The blame for this, according to mainstream Christianity, is placed squarely on the shoulders of man himself. With the fall of man, Adam, the world was forever changed to the undesirable and harmful place in which we live today. However, Gnostics reject this view as an incorrect interpretation of the creation myth. According to Gnostics, the blame is not in ourselves, but in our Creator. The Creator of this world was himself somewhat less than perfect, and in fact, deeply flawed and cruel, making mankind the child of a lesser God. It is in the book, The Apocryphon of John, that the Gnostic view of creation is presented to us in great detail. Gnosticism also teaches that in the beginning, a supreme being called the Father, the Divine All, the Origin, the Supreme God, or the Fullness, emanated the element of existence, both visible and invisible. His intent was not to create, but just as light emanates from a flame, so did creation shine forth from God. This manifested the primal element needed for creation. This was the creation of Barbello, who is the thought of God.